You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Patrick, in about, 30 something hours, we're going to have regular season Twins baseball. I don't know who's going to be showing up healthy in that bullpen, so they got to find some arms here the next day, but your thoughts on the Twins going into the season?
I guess I was around Tom Kelly too often because there are a lot of years there, and if you can't pitch, you can't win. And if you look at Tom Kelly's record, when they pitched, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
And then from 1993 to 2000, when they had 5.5 team ERAs. Of course, it was a steroid era too, but they didn't win many. So I obviously like the lineup, but it's pitching is so dominant right now that just about everything is determined by pitching, and I think they have terrible pitching. I mean, I like Pablo. Paddock's gonna pitch 100 innings if they're lucky. Ober and Ryan are, we'll see. And Louis made you nervous the last two times out. He gave up 15 runs in his last two appearances down in Florida. Now
he's working on some stuff.
He's working on. We're always working on stuff. But what bothers me the most though is there's nothing behind these guys. Well, you see Simeon Woods, Richardson, huffing and puffing and trying to get her up to 92. And this Festa might have a chance eventually. But what I'm saying is this just feels like one of those years you're going to need 8-9 starters, and I just can't see them. They don't have them, and they absolutely had to find somebody this spring, and they did not. And Montgomery now, I don't, $25 million 1 year. There were no way they were ever going to do that. But
why not?
He
didn't sign with the Yankees. He signed with the Diamondbacks.
Yes.
And I get that they had a nice little run there, and they have some probably have a little, but they're dealing with a TV situation.
Yes. Supposedly, he wanted to go to the East too because he had family and stuff like
that. So we could have accommodated him from closer to family too.
Yeah, yeah. Delta could get you to New York in less than 2 hours. Yeah, they could have. And boy, would it! And he's left-handed. it would be. They could have changed the vibe, that's for sure. But they just settled in at 100 and what they end up with, about 125, 130 million. And,
I think Spotrac lists it at 119 million. I feel like it's a little higher than that. But
I thought they did add somebody, but 119 is even lower than they wanted to be. So they were obviously looking around trying to find something this spring, but not paying it a lot of money. I'm not paying a pitcher a lot of money, but I mean, with this pitching, I don't know how you can be optimistic. Now, Duran, he's going to miss a month at least, but every time he throws the ball 103, you're going to wonder what the quad's telling him, aren't you? So, I don't know. It's not the quad, oblique. Whatever, oblique, yeah. Whatever the oblique is telling him. But I don't know. I like the lineup, but I don't like a lot of it. I just don't see any pitching.
So who wins the division?
Detroit.
Oh, wow. I think. You're in on Detroit.
Well, I'm
their pitching is really interesting. It's really interesting.
I don't know. They've tried to do something. And I don't know. The Whiteys, the fact that the Whiteys in Cleveland aren't trying is very helpful because they, you know, the White Sox are, the unpredictable ability of baseball was never better demonstrated than, I think we mentioned this the other day, than by last year's White Sox. You looked and said, hey, got a pretty good lineup, a lot of young guys. They got Cease, they got Giolito, and they lost over 100 for the third time in franchise history. So,
yeah,
you know, it's all about the vibe, and right now I don't see a good vibe with the Twins, but I got other, you know, everybody else is picking to have them win in the 90s. Suen thinks they're going to dominate baseball with this Sterling lineup, and I don't know. Maybe
their lineup is it's a high variance lineup, right? Because if everyone in that lineup performs at their peak potential, it is legitimately one of the top three or five lineups in the game. But Buxton never plays 100 games. Royce Lewis has had injury problems. Kirilloff, like all these guys who've had injury issues, and Carlos Correa, we think is healthy. So I agree somewhat with Suhan, but. Yeah, you don't know. The other thing, too, is the more I read about this TV situation, you guys, there's a story out today about the Rockies. So the season starts tomorrow, and the Rockies do not have a TV partner. The only way to watch Rockies games right now is by paying $20 a month on the Rockies.tv app.
Wow.
Or you can pay $100 for the year. They are still looking for a local partner to put their games on actual TV. How did baseball get blindsided by this?
I don't know. I keep the more and more I think about that. I don't know. You know, the day that an old man like me became a streamer, you know, and said, I'm paying too much on cable. I got to get out of here. That's the day they should have said, you know, that's when they lose me like 3 or 4 years ago. They're losing 15% of their audience every year, and baseball standing there thinking it's going to stay the same. It's not. Where were they? You're right. Where were they 5, 6 years ago when this was happening?
No. How do you not have at least like some of these other, I mean, think about the other entities. NFL decided a long time ago, okay, let's have NFL Plus. Let's at least start ESPN. Let's put the Manning Show on ESPN. This is like 8 years ago. Some of these big entities,
yes,
leagues and networks said, boy, we better start building a streaming business over here. And I know baseball, it's funny because baseball 20 years ago was really innovative with their MLB TV, where you could watch out-of-market games. And other platforms like NHL and WWE would actually pay to use the infrastructure that MLB built 20 years ago. But they haven't innovated since like 2004. And now they're surprised that, this is crazy. Whoa, the cord cutting, you know, it's like you guys are 10 years behind.
Yeah, it was, you're going to sit there and wonder, listen, this outfit that we have our contract with is losing 10% of its audience every year. You think they might get to a point where they're going to say, no, we can't do this anymore. But yeah, you're right.
It's been a year, by the way, it's been a year since this company, Sinclair Diamond Sports Group, which literally runs half of Major League Baseball's TV broadcast, was in bankruptcy court. So you had 12 months to put some smart people together and figure out, hey, why don't we just bring some of this in-house? Let's make sure that anyone with a smart TV and a YouTube TV, like, let's make sure people can watch our product first and foremost.
Yeah, and the big thing was to protect these regional markets. If you lived in Iowa and got the baseball package, what was it, six teams you could watch?
Twins, Cubs, Royals.
What the hell? Why wasn't there? I mean, I used to go nuts because I'd get the package and I couldn't watch certain games. I couldn't watch, and it just You know, why wouldn't you say, buy the package, watch everybody, you know?
They're more they've been more interested in protecting those relationships with the dying RSNs than building new fans. That's the crazy thing.
But the Rockies... The Rockies and D-backs and teams like that are just going to streaming. What they're not clearing is a cable carrier. But in the long run, like, this is where it's going, where you're going to just subscribe to, like, Rockies TV and watch games. And if you hook that up to your TV, your smart TV. So, like, that's where it's going. What I don't understand on the Twins is, like, at what point in time are you going to have that transition? That's the important transition.
But you should have both. You should be that's the thing. Like the Rockies doing this, I agree with you. In 10 years, this is probably the way that most people are going to watch Rockies games. But you can't do it cold turkey and cut off all of these mostly 50 plus. By the way, the average baseball fan's like 60 years old. Yes. And you're telling those fans, "Oh, sorry. You're good luck finding the game. Oh, you got to pay 20 bucks a month." Like it's confusing to people.
It's amazing. It's incredible. And I was when you watch, I was talking to a caller a couple of days ago. We were BSing, and I said, all these people that were mad about the Peacock playoff game, you know, grab your rear end, folks.
They all subscribed.
In 5 years,
did you see the retention rate?
Yeah, and then they forgot to cancel because no one remembers to cancel.
It's like it was like an 85% retention rate on the this is ridiculous.
5 years from now, NBC, CBS, Fox will have one playoff game apiece if they're lucky, and everything else will be on Amazon. You want to watch the NFL? You're gonna have to pay $500 a year on it, and it's Amazon.
That opener on Friday night is going to be now only streaming.
Is that
that's where this is. I mean, they're not going to stop with this.
No.
Yes.
They took so much heat, and the commissioner was vacillating about it. He was asked about it during his big Super Bowl press conference where we have everybody, and he was, double talking, triple talking. But, the baseball at this time last year was getting ready for 2 months of celebration when it turned out that we could play baseball games a half hour faster.
Yep.
And now it's in chaos because of television and finances. And you got a team that's given out two contracts that are worth more than the payrolls of, a 10 teams total. You know, you got the Dodgers giving out $1 billion to to two Japanese guys, one of them who maybe can't pitch, and the other who might be consorting with gamblers. So,
he said he's not, Pat. I saw the press conference. There's no question he's. He's in the clear.
So far under the bus.
There were no questions as predicted, right? There were no questions. So it's not a press conference. It's a press statement.
They didn't allow you to record it with your cell phone. They got on before it started and said, please don't record. Please, no one use your cell phone to take video of this.
Screw you. No, that's ridiculous.
It was the statement.
They probably would have sent out the gendarmes and hauled people out if they were, maybe not.
Somebody posted a video on Twitter. I saw it this morning. I was scrolling through. And it was a 1 minute clip of Shohei reading in Japanese. And the subtitles on the social media video were like this intricate break. It was like he was giving an intricate breakdown of how Alabama is overseeded as a 4. If you look at the spread this weekend, what I would do is I would put Alabama in a parlay at a -4 this over here.
But he was greeted robustly at the exhibition game, right? Big cheering ovations. And I think the first one was in Anaheim. The first Freeway Series game was in Anaheim. And the fans don't care. It's like, we've been that way forever. Keith Hernandez famously coming back from his cocaine suspension. And the Mets fans acted like they just won the World Series. So
Yeah. Did you see Pete Rose put out a little social media video? He said, boy, if I would have had a translator in the 70s and 80s, I'd be scot-free.
I thought that was going to be worse than that, by the way.
Having covered Pete, he didn't need a translator. I'll tell you that. He was the greatest. I've told you guys that. The greatest 3 days of my life as a journalist was covering Pete getting Ty Cobb hit 45 minutes before the game, 45 minutes after the game, never told the same story in 3 days. It was fantastic.
Oh, Pete.
But they should. And they're not going to – they can't use – now it's not baseball. It's the Hall of Fame is independent from baseball.
Yeah.
But the only way you're going to get Pete in is by edict, because none of these veteran committees are ever going to vote him in. So I think you should just say edict, right?
Well, don't you think at some point, as the veterans committees, you know, age into different, let's say 30 years down the road, and now literally like it's like the Los Angeles Draft Kings instead of the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
Is there a chance that at some point posthumously he will get in, because it'll just be so, we'll be so desensitized to all of this?
If Pete goes in, Joe Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we have that? We should have 1 year there where they only elect one guy in.
The cheater's wing.
Put Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, whatever you did.
Put them all in.
Yeah, we could have, you know, that building, there's a little more room behind it. You could build another annex back there. And come back and you got the steroid guys and the suspended guys.
The Hall Outhouse. Stick it behind there and call it the Hall Outhouse.
Poor Pete, though. My God, that's just, it's so silly that they never, he bet on baseball. Yeah, but he bet on his team, He bet on his team. Pete would have been fun in this era, though, where you could bet, on the next at bat.
It's
going to be 1-0. Count will be 1-0 when I go up there. Takes his phone out. Okay, now it's gonna be 2-0.
You could bet on the dugout phone.
Did you guys see? Was it a rap? There was a Raptors player last week.
Yes.
So some bench player for the Raptors, Porter. Yep.
Yeah.
And he winds up, just for the audience that didn't see it, he winds up coming out of the game after 4 minutes with eye or just some BS thing. And there was a ton of movement on the under for three-pointers made for him in that game, and he's being investigated.
And there's been three or four of those examples with this guy, too. He's from that same Porter family. But, the over and under on points scored, how easy would that be to manipulate?
Coach, my hamstring.
And here's a guy who's not an established player. He's the evidence against him is very strong right now. So that's,
yeah, but you got to know that if you're in the shadows, you got to know that it's a random Raptors game on a Tuesday night and it's some 15 minutes per game guy. and you're overloading the under, by the way, which is way more easy to manipulate than the over.
How about the college baseball coach?
He was the best.
All of a sudden, nobody knew you could vote on college baseball. And B, all of a sudden, usually there's $105 bet on a college baseball game. All of a sudden, it's being bet all over the country, this game.
It's amazing. I was in New York for a sports media summit 2 weeks ago, and I talked to a guy who works in the sports gambling content sector. And we were talking about LSU baseball and how popular it is, and they sell every game, and they have a YouTube channel with LSU baseball fans.
Yeah.
And I said to the betting guy, I said, can you even, cause I didn't know until 2 weeks ago, I said, can you bet on college baseball? He goes, oh yes, you can. And it's the type of sport where if you know more than anyone else about it, you might know more than the bookmakers when it comes to the certain lines. And
hey, what do they tell you about it? All of a sudden you turn on a station now, one of the cable stations, and they have a half hour betting show or something. Is that coming to, is that a big deal now for outlets like ours?
Yeah. So that's a good question. So, once sports betting gets legalized in Minnesota, for instance, we have 1500 ESPN. Would it make sense to put gambling content on the radio? I've always said that these companies are trying to appeal to like the masses more than anything. So does sports betting content move the needle for a media company like just general NFL talk would? And I don't really know the answer to that, but I mean, I know that sports betting content doesn't get as many eyeballs and eardrums as just talking about the NFL at large.
But I do think it's an American tragedy. And then the one thing I like about Otani's, the whole Otani case, is we were using a bookie. It wasn't, we weren't just
old
going
school.
Online. We were using a bookie.
Illegally too, which is the greatest.
You know, the couple of those bars over on Excelsior there, where there used to always be a guy that used that payphone to take his bets. He'd sit down at Jennings and what was the other one over there? There are two bars.
I think the old Bunnies.
Bunnies.
I think the old one.
Bunny too, but there'd be a guy in there in the afternoon next to the payphone. Somebody'd call, he'd answer the payphone, and then somebody'd walk in and give him 120 bucks, or he'd give from last, because Tuesday was the day you wanted to be in there. That was payday. You either got paid or you paid the guy off. So he'd, that was his office. He was sitting on the bar down there. That's awesome. Was fun.
I miss the old calls too. I'll put a dime on the Knicks to cover. I'll put a quarter on Golden State. Like the lingo, the whole thing. Yeah. It was romantic.
What's now a dime? Is a dime 10 grand or is it a 1,000? What's a dime?
I don't think it's 10. It wasn't 10 grand.
Probably. No, not with the people I know with.
Not with these guys.
A dime was an actual dime when Judd was betting.
I think a dime might've been 100.
Okay.
It can just depend on what the thing is, the verb.
It was, but I always told you guys the story that I was betting football. I never bet baseball. Well, I guess I did, but not like I did football when I was covering baseball. But I was talking to this guy about his family, an event happening in his family like 35 years after I used him as my bookie, and I said, Pat was his name too. I said, Pat, do you remember when we used to talk? And he says, oh yeah, I remember when we used to talk. But I called him on a Monday night one night because, back then you'd bet the weekends and then you'd either try to get even on Mondays. You did that, Judd. You had to try to get even.
Hawaii football on Saturdays, man.
Even on Monday, or you wanted to double what you made on Monday because Monday was huge. And I called him on one Monday and the guy said, Pat isn't here. Can I take your name? And I said, I was in Comiskey Park calling him before the first pitch. And I said, I'll call back. And I found out he got raided and the guys were in there taking down the names of the bettors.
Oh, no.
Raided. Yeah. He got raided. So
This is Officer. I mean, this is Bob. I take your name?
Yeah. No. And it is funny how we spent our time tracking these guys down back then. The cops, guy was probably handling $5,000 a week. Anyway, so, I told you this. There was Darkness always. Darkness had a guy too. Darky had a guy.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you bet some baseball through Dark? I thought your last great bet was a Twins bet where there was some horse bleep pitcher going, and you called Dark and said, you got some action on this game.
Something like that. Darky would, but Dark's guy. I got to tell you this. I've told you this story before, but a couple of guys I worked with in St. Paul, and one of them ended up working in Minneapolis. And they called me up and said, "Hey, you still know bookie? We were doing so well. We're doing so well. Our other bookie cut us off. We don't have any, So I said, "Yeah, call this guy." And then I called him. I called him and said, "Hey, these guys are looking for a bookie. They've been winning too much." He says, "Oh, give them my number. I love those guys." Next time I talked to him, I said, "How'd they do?" A couple of weeks or month later, I call him. He says, "They owed me $12,000. I let them out for $10,000.
Oh, man.
so,
That might have been a mutual friend of ours, Pat. I think I know who you're talking about, who then discontinued a bookie when he saw the film Casino because he got so scared about the scenes of Casino where the bookies hadn't paid off the debt.
Yes, something like that. Anyway, that's
so well.
Twins, what is there over and under on wins? 80.
Oh, man. What's the let's find it here? 80,
was it 86?
Ooh.
Is it that high? Here we go. Vegas, VegasInsider.com. We've got, these are, let's see here. Twins. I'm Wind scrolling totals. Down here. It's not a good sign.
Win totals. 86.5. Yeah, 86.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I know which way I'd go if I still gambled. So with this pitching staff, I don't think they'll win half. That's me. But I've decided to be negative about this team. So I just, the way that as rotten as they were in spring training and with all the pitching problems, I just don't, I'm not that excited, but hey, it's baseball season. Maybe they'll play fast this year. That's what counts.
Play fast tomorrow, boys. That's all we really
ready, play often.
All right.
All right, Pat. We'll see you tomorrow. There he is. Royce Unchained here on Score North.